What is the most important commodity in the world? There are a variety of answers you might get to that question, but in the late 1700s, there was something important that drove men into the far-flung reaches of North America to find the precious item. What is it? A story on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
What's the most important commodity in the world? Carl Koster is an expert on the answer to that question in the late 1700s.
By the 1780s and 1790s, basically Europe and Asia had depleted their source of fur, and fur becomes just about the most important commodity in the world.
Fur trading companies looked to North America to meet their needs. Soon, a small strip of land at what is today the extreme northeast corner of Minnesota became one of the most important pieces of land in the world.
You can reach the Atlantic Ocean and the Arctic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean and Hudson's Bay and the Gulf of Mexico, all with a portage no longer than 10 miles. So it was a no-brainer for the Northwest Company when they built here in 1779. And within a few years, they already were twice the size of Hudson Bay Company, only to grow to be four times larger.
It's called the Grand Portage. Portaging boats between Lake Superior and what we know as the boundary waters of northern Minnesota allowed the men of the Northwest Company to reach points all across the continent.
They built 120 different trading posts in over 120 different native villages. Everywhere they found natives who were the fur suppliers, they built a store. And these guys were pretty expert at exploration. By 1789, the company here had reached the Arctic Ocean by land. By 1793, they had reached the Pacific Ocean by land. And that's more than 10 years before Lewis and Clark.
These vast fur trading routes made this a very important place in the world. Yet it was an isolated spot in the middle of the continent. More next time as we travel the countryside in Grand Portage, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.